Christian Voice News, your global link.
HRC concerned over violent clash between illegal miners and security personnel in Mufumbwe. Hiking taxes on beverages not sustainable for the economy, economist. And World Food Program airdrops food warns of famine in South Sudan. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. The Human Rights Commission, HRC, has expressed concern over the violent clash between the illegal miners and security personnel at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe District of Northwestern Province that resulted in deaths and injuries on 6th July 2025. HRC Director Education, Training and Spokesperson Mwelo Amlea says the Commission therefore calls for thorough investigations to establish the circumstances surrounding the deaths as well as prevent disproportionate use of force and protect lives in future operations. Ms. Amlea said the right to life is fundamental and that its protection must be prioritized in all circumstances, especially during law enforcement. Therefore, the Commission is calling for thorough investigations and subject the perpetrators of the grave violation of the right to life to the due process of the law in line with Article 12 of the Constitution of Zambia, Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia and other written laws and procedures, said Ms. Amlea in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Amlea also noted that the safety and lives of police and other security officers is paramount and the Commission condemns the attacking of the law enforcement officers, which resulted in injuries. Ms. Amlea has appealed to the illegal miners to follow the government's call on evacuating the mining area and engage in constructive dialogue to find a lasting solution to illegal mining. The Commission is calling on the deployed law enforcement officers to adhere to the due process and the rule of law in addressing illegal mining activities in order to prevent any harm and respect human rights and dignity.
The Human Rights Commission is calling for thorough investigations to ensure transparency and accountability to prevent disproportionate use of force and the loss of lives in future operations. The loss of lives is deeply regrettable because life is so sacred that it must be prioritized over any objective of law enforcement.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia has called on the government to ensure that legal reforms are beneficial to citizens and not just government-driven. This call follows the 12th Cabinet meeting held on 2nd July 2025 at State House, chaired by President Hakainde Hichilema, during which several draft bills of national importance were approved. Association Executive Director Luchembe Chilufya says the government has shown increased interest in amending key national laws, hence the need to involve ordinary citizens at every stage from access to information to meaningful participation. Mr. Chilufya has urged the government to immediately publicize and make accessible draft bills to allow for informed public dialogue before they are tabled in Parliament. The organization welcomes the announcement of a set of critical national bills approved by Cabinet during its 12th sitting, which includes the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Bill, the Cotton Bill, the Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply Bill, the Lands and Deeds Registry Bill, and the Teaching Profession Bill, which are of national interest and carry significant implications for every Zambian, said Mr. Chilufya in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilufya has since called on the relevant government ministries to release the full text and explanatory notes of these draft bills to the public.
In amending key national laws, we insist that these processes must involve ordinary citizens at every stage from access to information and, of course, meaningful participation. The organization is urging the government to immediately publicize and make accessible these draft bills to allow for informed public dialogue before they are tabled in Parliament.
Economist Esther Banda says that increasing taxes on beverages will not in any way help towards raising money for Zambia's supplementary budget. Government, through the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwani, announced tax hikes on alcohol, betting and soft drinks as part of the plan to raise extra money for the country's 33.6 billion supplementary budget without running to borrow. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Ms. Banda argues that imposing taxes on these commodities is irrelevant to the economy as its revenue generation is low, stating that this may only increase the high cost of living. The contribution that would be given to the economy by these kind of taxes will not be substantial to the supplementary budget, said Ms. Banda. Ms. Banda has since urged the government to instead consider hiking taxes for the mining industry as it produces enough revenue from copper exports. She added that the government should by now be looking at ensuring export earnings are brought back to the country through the export proceeds tracking framework to boost the economy.
The mining industry that we should be looking at strategically, from a very strategic point of view, that's what we should be looking at. Issues of how do we ensure that, you know, the export earnings frameworks from the, you know, sectors such as the mining sector are brought back into the country, that we are able to, you know, balance our trade of, you know, payments, not only on paper, but also in reality. These industries right now already are struggling to make ends meet. They are struggling with the issue of load shedding. They are struggling with the issue of energy, you know, the fuel prices and so on and so forth. I think this shouldn't be the way to go.
Mohapwa Nursing Savings and Credit Cooperative Chairperson Hilda Shasulwe has urged the public to build positive relationships with nurses to improve healthcare delivery and elevate Zambia's standing on the global health stage. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Ms. Shasulwe emphasized that mutual respect and understanding between the public and healthcare professionals is key to motivating nurses and addressing the daily challenges they encounter. The nursing profession is delicate and demands immense patience and empathy. Nurses deal with life and death situations daily, and it is therefore crucial for the public to establish a rapport that fosters trust and appreciation, said Ms. Shasulwe. Ms. Shasulwe further noted that community support and recognition of nurses' efforts can significantly contribute to strengthening the healthcare system, ensuring equitable and quality service delivery that truly leaves no one behind.
Nobody will come in smiling when they are not well. And then you as a nurse, you give hope to that patient who has come in. And the one thing is, people, when they are not well, they expect you. There's nothing like you have your own issues. You should leave your own issues at home. And if you know you cannot, it's better you don't go for work. Because if you go for work and you have your own issues, then you also blow up, which will not be a good thing.
In African news, the World Food Programme says that over 40,000 people in South Sudan's conflict-ridden Upper Nile region are desperately hungry. In response, the organization has begun dropping food by air, its first humanitarian aid delivery to the region in the last 4 months. The UN agency said some 32,000 people face catastrophic levels of hunger, and more than 1 million people in Upper Nile face acute hunger. Coming up shortly, methane gas kills 12 Turkish soldiers in Iraq operation. Listen more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the countries hardest hit by the HIV and AIDS pandemic. HIV and AIDS shortens life, spoils plans, destroys families, kills adults, young people, as well as babies. About 15.6% of Zambians aged between 15 and 49 are infected with HIV. Plan for your future. Avoid HIV infection.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Another rest of the news. 12 Turkish soldiers have died after being exposed to methane gas while searching a cave in northern Iraq, the Turkish Ministry of National Defense said. At least 19 personnel were exposed to the gas during the search and clear operation on Sunday and immediately taken to hospital. By Monday, 12 had died, the ministry said. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he received the news with great sorrow and extended his condolences to the soldiers' families and to the Turkish armed forces. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Human Rights Commission has expressed concern over the violent clash between the illegal miners and security personnel at Kikuyu.